This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hey, Crowder, so I haven't told anybody this, but I'm making a tally of consecutive shows in a row that Jimmy has not brushed his hair coming into work. we're on show 17. Jimmy, thank you. Thank you for continuing this tally.
He's stressed out trying to impress Hawk with music.
And he's not even here. That's the best part.
That's the best part. Jimmy, you could play rap. Hawk's not here right now. You could play something else.
Black Eyed Peas. Coming up. Black Eyed Peas coming up. Man, there's so much to get to. I love this time of year, man. I really do. There's football happening. There's football tonight.
Yeah.
There's a Premier League game happening during our show again. I don't know. I'll just throw it out there. We suffered, for those of you who didn't listen on Friday, the show, the three of us suffered one of the most like gut-wrenching bad beats that I think I've ever been a part of. And it's not even that we lost a bet that we're very familiar with. That is that's usually how it goes. But we went through like this roller coaster ride of emotions. If you weren't tuned in, Premier League started Friday during our show at 3 p.m. Liverpool, the defending champions, were playing the club that we've adopted, Bournemouth, AFC Bournemouth, because Hawk knows somebody involved with the organization over in England. And all we bet was AFC Bournemouth plus 1.5. So they just had to lose by a goal or less. They could tie, they could win, or they could just lose like 3-2, 4-3, 5-4, 1-0, whatever the case may be. Just can't lose by two goals or more. And they go down 2-0 and we're out of it. Then they tie the game. Yeah. In the 80th minute, it's 2-2. The bet is won. Like, even if Liverpool scores a goal, fine. They win 3-2. The bet is won. And Liverpool scores a goal to take a 3-2 lead, and then they score another goal in the last seconds of stoppage time, in the dying stages of the game, and our hearts are ripped from us. And all this is happening while Hawk is reading an endorsement for the Hard Rock Bet app. Crowder, low-key, one of the funniest moments in show history. Like, it'll skate by. I don't know how to make that a best of. I don't think we can. But legitimately, one of the funniest and painful moments in show history.
I'm not playing with y'all with this soccer thing.
No, yeah. We're back today. Well, that's why I brought this all up. We're back today, baby. Leeds United, Everton, 3 p.m., I'll figure out a bet that we're gonna make it all back today. Yes, we're gonna make it all back today. 100%.
I started betting. I wasn't betting preseason game. I'm not betting preseason NFL. I think it's silly. Oh, y'all are so involved in these damn cherries. Yeah, let's bet on the cherries. For now, baby. I'm in on the cherries. And then y'all do that to me. I'm out. I know. I'm out. Solana, don't tell me any bets.
You're in because we're gonna make it all back today. So here's bro. I put a tally of everything we have to get to on the show today. Like, when I tell you, there's a lot going on. Here we go.
Yeah.
The Dolphins beat the Lions in preseason. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it. Mike McDaniel is supposed to speak this hour, so we'll get some clarity on some injuries. And the Dolphins are apparently adding talent, but not to their cornerback room. I don't know if you saw the Matthew Judon report today. Bizarre. Not that I'm fine. I would like Matthew Judon. That's cool. But I don't know. Like, I expected the Dolphins to go, if they're adding talent to their defense, they would be adding talent to the cornerbacks.
Secondary.
Right?
Secondary. Matthew Judon, I don't know. He's old now. He was a premier pass rusher about 5-6 years ago. Now, Matt could go when he was in New England.
For sure. But, for sure. Yeah.
We saw the deficiencies in the secondary in that Lions game. I saw it in person with the ones versus ones. I am assuming Chris Greer's waiting for the cuts, waiting for things, you know, because
because
right now, like if you're on the street, we just said it, like Matt Judon, if you're on the street right now, you're either old or not good enough to play. And
you saw Xavier Howard got signed today by the Indianapolis Colts, and Dolphins fans are outraged. Like, why wouldn't we bring him back? Why wouldn't we bring him back? We need cornerback depth. I mean, it makes sense. Literally might have his jersey retired here. I don't know for sure. We'd have to look at it. But, like, he's not definitely.
They're not retiring Xavier Howard's jersey, Solana.
You don't think so?
You're talking about Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas and Those guys, the killer bees and all, and now Xavier Howard's going in the Ring of Honor. And I love X. X could play. X isn't going in the damn Ring of Honor, Solana.
But isn't he one of, when you think of best Dolphins players in the last decade, is he not the, I guess Tyreek Hill? I'm not talking about what they did for the Dolphins. I get it. Maybe I'm way off with X getting his jersey retired. I'm way off. But Crowder, we're talking flat out best players to put on a Dolphins jersey in the last decade.
So since 2015, man, that's a, you know what? I'd have to look. That's a good question, because even like Ndamukong Suh, but did he ball here? You know what I'm saying? We know his name. That's a good question. It might be a more of a thought of how good our GM really is, because if Xavier Howard's at the top of the list, it can't be X.
All right, we'll revisit.
Tua's on there. That's a, you know what, bro? That's a hell of a question. I'm about to do a little research on this.
We'll revisit that. I could be way off, by the way. Like, I just said that without really even thinking. X having his jersey, I could be way off, because then you go Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, and I'm like, oh yeah, he doesn't even sniff that category. Yeah,
it's like, is X a Hall of Famer? X is a good cornerback.
Yeah. All right, I was way off. I'm sorry.
X ain't going to the damn Hall of Fame, bro.
Bro, this guy was a perennial Pro Bowler for what, 6 years? One of the best cornerbacks in the NFL.
He can play ball. He's
Why
not
are you
better
hating
than Sam.
On Xavier Howard. Why are
I'm
you
not
hating,
hating on him. You just said he's going in the Ring of Honor, and I'm telling you, he's not going in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, fine. But Drew Smith will have his jersey retired by the Miami Heat, right? At least.
Yeah, let's get Drew in.
Drew Smith is back. Leo Messi is still that dude. Hawk's not here, but Matt Mervis went 0-2 this weekend. And Crowder, the Reno Aces, who we have adopted on this show, have lost 10 straight games. Just laughable. Marlins avoided a sweep with some ninth inning heroics yesterday. Hawk had, I don't know if you saw this on social media, Crowder, Hawk had one of the greatest celebrity run-ins in show history yesterday. You saw this, right, Jimmy? You saw this video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Who do you meet, Beyonce?
No. Bigger. Think bigger.
Michael Jordan?
Bigger. Think like the most famous person on the planet right now.
LeBron?
Bigger.
There's no big. Taylor Swift?
Oh, way bigger.
Bro, bigger than Taylor Swift? Oh, I don't even know. Lionel Messi? Cristiano
bigger.
Ronaldo?
Bigger. Big Justice from the Costco guys. Hawk got a boo!
Man, get the hell out of here. The fat dude?
Yeah, the dad. Yeah, he got boom!
So you're talking about the overweight man with the overweight little boy?
Nah, he's jacked, bro. He's got gun. Hey, listen. You might be the weakest broadcaster in the United States. After the video I saw, of you trying to lift. What were you lifting with the pivot? Were you, was that a troll? Was that a joke?
It might have been.
Yeah, bro. There's no way. There's no way. What was that? Like 225, 185?
It was the 225, the combine stuff.
Right, right. That the guys That's did. What I figured. It was 185 or 225. And you couldn't.
It was 225. And they were so serious about it. I think I can get 12. How can I be able to push 14? I'm like, bro, we're all 40. Who gives a damn about how many 225s you can do? I got y'all. I'm going to give y'all something to laugh at.
I recorded a video of me at the gym yesterday doing, like, repping 225. And when I say repping, I got four up. And I said, you know what? Let me not post this and make an absolute clown of myself, because my guess is Crowder was trolling. Like, Crowder, I figured this would be your take. I didn't want to make a clown of myself, so I didn't post it. But I was like, half a rep? 225, and you talk about being the sexiest. Oh, I'm in the gym every day, and you did half a rep of 225.
See that trap right there?
Yeah, okay. It's
called a trapezius muscle. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it was weird to me how much. See, even that, like, oh, I can get four. Who gives a damn? Y'all are crazy, man.
I could probably get six.
No. I mean, what's your 225 like, bro?
Probably six to eight.
For all the media members, let's have a media combine. Man, these y'all are silly, bro.
I went to Joe Stonecrab last night, and my order.
Stonecrab season.
Yeah, but it's still open now. They're always open.
Who goes to Joe Stonecrab when there's no Stonecrab? What do you go? Well, cheesecake? Well, go to Cheesecake Factory.
My order seemed to ruffle some feathers on social media because I don't eat fish. I don't eat stone crabs. they should rename it to Joe's Fried Chicken, because the fried chicken is fire.
Fried, no, all the food's delicious, but you just know to go during. Yeah, it's open up May? It opens up soon, October or something. October 1st? Right? Yeah, it's open up soon.
On the show today, we have all that to cover today. So it's a busy, busy Monday on the show today. Isaiah Smalls is going to make his Hockman, Crowder, and Solana debut. He's a beat writer for the Miami Herald. He was in Detroit. I've really enjoyed reading his take on what's happening around the Dolphins. He'll be at McDaniel's press conference today. Mike McDaniel is supposed to speak, like, I don't know, 15 minutes or something. So we'll talk with him later on in the show. Hawk will be here, by the way, in the next hour or so. He had some stuff he had to take care of with his fam. We're also giving you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Beer Fest at Lone Depot Park this Saturday. The Marlins play the Blue Jays. For your chance to win, keep listening for details. Must be 21 or older to win. We'll give those tickets away coming up later. And finally, Crowder, it is National Fajita Day, which happens to be a very controversial day on the show, because you and Hawk, for some bizarre reason, you guys are miserable people. And you hate a sizzling, smoking plate of deliciousness brought to your table. I had fajitas on Saturday. Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Okay, yeah. Look at me, guy, that wants to build his own meal. That's ridiculous. Why am I stay home? No, because if you stay home, now the restaurant won't see the steamy plate coming from your table. It's, man, it's weird. That fajita people are weird people.
Why? Fajita people are the best people. We want our food to be as fresh as possible when we're consuming it. You know what I hate? Oh, I'm going to order tacos. Guess what? They're going to bring out three tacos. The tacos were made before anybody else's plates were brought out because they're the easiest things to make. And then they're just sitting there. They're soggy by the time I'm going to eat them. They're cold by the time I'm going to eat them. Oh, guess what? Restaurants perfected that. We're going to bring you a plate sizzling hot, and the ingredients that are going to go in the taco are going to remain warm. It's going to remain fresh. And then I just have to build my own taco. What's the big deal? It takes 2 seconds. I mean, they perfected the taco. Crowder perfected the taco.
Where do you live, Kendall?
I live in Kendall, yes, sir.
Well, I'm not going to soggy cold taco place if we ever come down. This is ridiculous. What kind of restaurant do you go to? No, it's the easiest thing to make. They bring it out first because it's easy to make. It's delicious. And I'm not working. Will you tip me? Do you give me... If I make a fajita on my table, I want the server to tip me because now I'm working. Now I'm who do I give me an apron? Now I'm an employee.
bro, you're putting things into a tortilla and eating it. I mean, if that's hard labor for you, then I don't know, bro.
What's the guys in the back doing? Hey, no, don't worry, bartender. Let me just come around. Where's the ice? Where's the vodka? I'll make my own drink. No, bizarre. I want my things bizarre, prepared man. When it hits the table.
Crazy how you guys hate on fajitas. Like, but you don't like a little bit of attention coming to your table? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? A little bit of smoke at your table. What's the big deal?
That's the lamest part because everybody looks. I even do, and I hate it because I hate you as fajita man. But when you see that damn plate smoking, you always look. And then now you're sitting there looking goofy, wrapping up meat and biscuits and all. Y'all are weird, man.
Just got a urgent security violation from IT, an email. I probably got to do something about that. That's not good.
Yeah. I hate those insufficient fund texts. That's the ones that get me.
Are they trying to get me with like a phishing scam here? I think they're trying to trick me. They're trying to trick me, bro.
Don't send them nothing. Don't click on that damn website. Just let it go. If it's that serious, they will contact you, Salami.
Somebody will call me, right? Yeah, somebody will call
they're
me.
Gonna, do you owe them money?
I hope not. I think it's something. Supposed to work the other way around. I think they owe me money.
Oh, no. If you owe some, that's why I hate. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you have to pay this app because you're back. If you owe somebody money, they are going to figure out a way to contact you. Don't tap on that damn app that they sent you.
I want to be referred to as Fajita Man from now on this show.
Okay, Fajita Man.
That's how much I love fajitas. I want to be referred to as Fajita Man.
Let's go fry your own French fries. Just let me take it from here, fellas. Just go in the kitchen. Just take over. Go make your own food.
Crazy how you hate the idea of having to. Like, I love the idea. I get to figure out what proportion of meat to refried beans to salsa I want in my own taco. Like, I don't have to leave it up to a chef or to a guy in the back preparing my taco for me. I get to be the one that dictates what percentage of steak and onions is going into my own taco. Like, what could be better than that? You dictate how you're eating on your own terms. What's better than that?
Keep your ass at home, then. Go to Publix, get your items. No, it is the same thing.
Not the same.
If I have to make my own food, I'm making it. What, you just fry some meat up? Simon, it's ridiculous.
So what? I'm supposed to make? Like, I have to buy a skillet at home now that I'm going to bring over to my own table? That doesn't make any sense. That's the whole point of going to the restaurant. They bring it to me. Phenomenal.
You
want to
kill the chicken, too? Want to go get your old sirloin off the cow? Yourself? No, I'll go to a restaurant to be served.
I want to be Fajita Man. Give me rename the show man. To Hockman Crowder and Fajita Man.
Fajitas.
Let's do headlines. We're gonna dive into the Dolphins preseason victory over the Lions in the next segment. I'll read you some takeaways from the games.
Them QBs are spinning that thing now.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to read you. Do we actually have a QB battle? Because we were told we were not gonna have a QB battle. And then after last week, it didn't look like, you know, Quinn Ewers had a chance in hell. And I don't know. Maybe there's a QB battle. So we'll do that.
We were talking about Weiss, tall receivers. Weiss Jr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I know somebody just got themselves a job. That's what I know for sure.
He got himself a job, and D. Eskridge went from fumbling on the very first opportunity, got a chance, fumbles a damn punt, and I'm like, get this guy off my team. Like, you're going to fumble the first punt, get this guy off my team. To 7 minutes later, 7 game minutes later, I want to give D. Eskridge a max contract. Like, I want to pay him $100 million.
we got to find a bigger receiver. And yeah, we got some guys catching that thing. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so let's do headlines. They're brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. One more thing on the Matthew Judon situation. So for those of you who don't know, he's, according to multiple outlets, multiple reporters, he was visiting with the Dolphins today. And Aaron Wilson, he's an NFL reporter, he had tweeted that Judon is expected to sign with Miami. And he said, like, barring anything unforeseen, he's going to sign with Miami. Crowder, the Dolphins' deepest position group is pass rush, edge rushers, front seven. Like, everybody is in agreement there. So, like, why would the Dolphins be going out and signing another pass rusher, another outside linebacker, and, like, especially when you have holes to fill? So here's my take on this. Is there something a little bit more significant going on with Jalen Phillips, who hasn't practiced in, I don't know, like 6 days, 7 days? Chop Robinson, I know he said he would be fine, but he's carted off last week. Like, is that a little bit more severe than we thought it was, or that he said he was based off one Instagram post? Like, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. And then Zach Sealer, I know they play different positions, right? But Zach Sealer, we found out over the weekend after the game on Saturday, he's expected to miss some time as well based off some sort of injury that we don't know about. We'll probably find out more today from Mike McDaniel. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Like, is injury a bit more of a concern with some of these guys than we were led on to believe or that we know about? So the Dolphins are like, uh-oh, we got to go get some reinforcements, because the idea here is our front seven, our pass rush, is going to make up for lack of talent behind them.
Well, you are barking up the right tree. And not even like currently, like you're saying, is Chop more significantly hurt, we think? Is Bradley Chubb not bouncing back like they thought? Jalen Phillips isn't practicing yet. I don't know currently, but I know that when Jalen gets hurt and Chubbs is hurt, we don't even breathe on the quarterback. So the thought is, if Anthony Weaver wants to run his off, wants to run his defense, and then middle linebackers, Gay Dotson, and who's the other guy? I talked to him, actually. The third guy, they have three good inside linebackers, smaller dudes that can run. We're going to – I do – and I've brought it up on the show with people.
Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks. Start. Yeah.
He
Jordan
led
Brooks
the damn team in tackles.
Yeah.
They're going to run all kind of games and movements and all of this stuff and try to get one-on-ones on the outside is what I believe. It's great when Chubb's in there, who has the Dan Marino knee brace on right now, and Jalen Phillips has been out multiple times in his career. We cannot have a pass rush drop-off if these guys aren't healthy. So we draft Chop. We got Judon now. So you got Chubb, Phillips, Chop Robinson, and Judon. If one of these guys or two of these guys get hurt, we can still make the quarterback uncomfortable. Zach Sealer leading the team in sacks. It's great for him. He just got paid. Got $30 million, whatever guaranteed. That's not a successful pass rush when your D tackle is leading the team unless he's Warren Sapp or Reggie White. So, yes, you're exactly why not have more talent than less talent? And we know that Chubb and Phillips have missed a bunch of games over the last 3 years.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm just surprised to see the fact that we're adding guys to the pass rush. That's
and
all.
And I've heard it, and I've looked at some Twitter today. If you sign Matt Judon, that doesn't mean you can't sign another corner.
Sure.
Like, you know, and Judon's not, like I said, he's older. He's not going to eat up a bunch of salary cap. So if we can get him now, then when they start making cuts to these other teams, then we can go get us some backup cornerbacks. But it's not either. I guess people are taking it as either or. Oh, you're getting pass rushed though. What happened to the cornerback? Well, let's get some cornerbacks later. But if you can get an elite pass rusher that doesn't have to play 60 snaps a game because he's older, go get him and we'll start filling holes as teams start releasing players.
For the record, I was reading from Barry Jackson. Judon is 33, 72 career sacks. He had 5.5 last season, played for the Falcons, when he also had 42 tackles, including 7 for loss and an interception. He played in 17 games, 15 starts. Pro Football Focus rated him poorly last season, slotting him 118th of 119 qualifying outside linebackers. And then he says Judon played only 4 games in 2023 due to a torn biceps. He played 17 games in 21 and in 2022 and again in 2024 last year. He had 12.5, 12.5, and 5.5 sacks in those 3 seasons. When he played with Baltimore and then New England, dude was a stud. Like, this guy was Pro Bowler, made the Pro Bowl each season from 2019 through 2022. And now you're like kind of hoping that he can be better than he was last season, and he can help you, I guess. Like, that's the idea here. He can be better than he was last year, and he can fill a hole if you need it because of injury.
Yes, having 4 outside rushers is not a bad thing. And if they're all healthy now, they're not tired, now you can let the big boys play the run. Like, Jalen Phillips can play the run. Judon's not playing the run like that. He's 33. So now, if Jalen can play first and second, Judon, go get that left tackle. Go get that right tackle. He moves back and forth as well. It's not an either-or thing. They got another dynamic linebacker to put into a scheme that I think is going to be – and I honestly, calling out Anthony Weaver, he doesn't know who the hell I am. He better not just go 4 down, let's rush. He better do some real interesting, you know, things with these – with all the talent he has. Chop better be standing up. Phillips better be standing up. They better use somebody like Dallas uses Micah Parsons, where he's over the center and working whatever he wants to work. Like, I want to see a dynamic pass rush when you have all these guys that can really get to the quarterback.
It's funny. I did a hit on like one of our BetMGM network shows over the weekend. They just called me to talk Dolphins, and they're like, how good is Chop Robinson going to be? I'm like, bro, this guy's supposed to be ridiculously good. They're asking me, is he going to take like a step up? And I'm like, the hope is he's going to take 5 steps up from what he was early last year and what he looked like last year towards the end of the season. Dude looks like he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I overhype Chop Robinson, but I have like some national network listeners thinking Chop Robinson is going to be the next Jason Taylor with the way I was talking about him.
Don't let him ask you about Haywood Highsmith then, because goodness gracious, we got rid of the next LeBron. But no, Chop
Robinson's
will be
good. But have you heard of Drew Smith? That's really who deserves attention here in Miami.
Yeah, no, Chop's going to be good. And Teron Armstead was praising him, and I trust offensive tackle that has went against and knows the ends. And for Teron, it's Tyron?
Yeah, Teron Armstead, yeah.
Teron. These cute names. Teron was praising him earlier in camp, so that means something to me.
We'll break down the Dolphins and Lions in the next segment. Just to finish out some local headlines, I mentioned the Marlins. Shout out Dane Myers and Jacob Marcy. Homered yesterday, 3-run ninth inning. Marlins avoid a sweep. They're finally back at home after like 11 straight out on the road. They've got the Cardinals in town. First pitch, Yuri tonight, 6:40 p.m. Inter Miami beat LA Galaxy Saturday night. Messi comes in, scores a golazo, and then one of the most fire assists you'll see for Suarez. And the Hurricanes announced their opener against Notre Dame. Bro, it's August 18th. We're 13 days away from less than 2 weeks away from the Miami Hurricanes and Notre Dame at Hard Rock Stadium. Canes fans, that is going to be an orange out. Orange out.
Hey, man. I was in South Bend last week. Didn't watch them practice. They looked the part, though. Them jokers, them big white boy, goodness, they are huge. Notre Dame football team is gigantic.
Bro, they were in the national championship game a year ago. But remember, 6 months ago, they were playing for a national championship or seven.
Remember the story we tell when the Canes were playing like Wisconsin years ago in the Orange Bowl somewhere.
DBJ always says they get off the bus and you're like, uh-oh, those guys are a lot bigger than our guys.
We were at Dave and Buster's and both teams came in. Mm-hmm. And then the Canes were there first, and then Wisconsin, or was it Nebraska, one of them team walked in, and me and Hawk and myself were both like, damn, that's just they're playing each other? Those are grown-ups right there. Listen, Notre Dame is gigantic. They got some big fellas walking through that damn locker room.
I think they're favorites here in Miami,
they are.
Right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think they got because they're 3.5 point, 3.5 point favorites.
Third or fourth, the Canes are 10. Yeah, they're going to be favored.
Let me see. Let me double check really quickly. Hey, I put a bet in. I think I told you guys. I put a bet in Dolphins to reach the wild card round at +750 on the Hard Rock Bet app. I said, "F it, man." I don't know if they're. I don't think they're going to win a playoff game. That would be crazy to bet them to win a playoff game. But +750 just to make the wild card. I like those odds, bro.
It's not bad. Well, they made the first 2 years. McDaniel's first two.
Yeah, and I mean, if Tua is healthy, I not the conversation anybody wants to have right now. I get it, but we've hammered this to death. Everybody has, but man, I'm not. I know we talked about it Friday. Like the idea that they're just going to be this dumpster fire. We keep getting sent videos to collab with national outlets on the WQM Instagram. I accept those sometimes, and everybody's talking about cancer in the locker room, culture issues. They're talking about how Anthony Weaver is going to be the head coach of this team by week 10. And I don't get it, man. I don't understand like the vitriol, of the Dolphins roster. Like they're who they were 2 years ago. They'll be nine, 10 win team. That's it. I as long as Tua is healthy, that's what they'll be.
This isn't damning towards the Dolphins, but I do numbers. I got to look at AFC North. Baltimore's making it. The Steelers and the Bengals. So that's three teams that have a chance of making it. New England got better. The AFC South, somebody's going to win it. Hell, Cam Ward might mess us over. And then the West, KC's going. And the Chargers, did they get better? Like, just the pure – if the Dolphins win the NFC, I would be a lot happier about that bet. The AFC is loaded.
Yeah. And I, you know, then I go look at the Dolphins schedule and I'm like, oof, the last 2 months of the season, you're in cold weather every single game. I'm like, oof.
And the bad thing is that you're betting on wild card. We don't even speak about them winning the AFC East.
Oh, no.
We know who's winning that one.
I would just be throwing, I'd rather send you the money for a gym membership. Like, I'm not betting them. If Josh Allen gets hurt week one, then you know maybe. But yeah, I mean
that's the scary.
But it's
thing,
not
so
crazy that they're gonna make the wild card. That's my point. It's just not. It's not crazy that they make the wild card. It's not.
it's just those AFC North teams, the Chiefs, the Chargers, I think will mess us over too. I think John Harbaugh or Jim, who's over there? Big tall one, the big goofy looking one. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh. Jim. I think he's going to make that team a lot better and get Herbert playing at a higher level. It's just, I think it's a numbers game more than saying the Dolphins aren't capable. I just think there's a lot of good teams in the AFC that the numbers are going to mess them over.
All right. Let me do weather really quickly. It's 92 degrees today. We are very fortunate that Hurricane whatever, I don't even know the name of the hurricane, Hurricane Aaron decided to, as Hawk said, have Peyronie's disease and missed us completely because, bro, that thing was a Cat 5 2 days ago. But luckily, not going to hit us, not going to hit any part of the East Coast from the last thing I saw. Today, hot as hell, and every day for the next month, it's going to be hot as hell. We'll take a break. Hawk should be joining us in a little under an hour. It's Crowder, it's Solana, it's Jimmy. Mike McDaniel is speaking to the media any minute now as well. We'll break down the Dolphins' preseason victory over the Lions coming up next on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, I'm here. I missed the first segment. I was having a late avocado toast with my friend AJ and Big Justice.
Right.
But, ran a little late, but I'm here.
Solana talking about Big Justice is more famous than Beyonce.
So it's funny. I did you guys mention that I ran into AJ?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Big Justice is the kid, AJ.
Oh, I thought it was Big Justice.
No, Big Justice is the kid. AJ is the father. Big Boom AJ, if you're in the know. But I ran into him in Boca. Big Justice was there. He just happened to be on a live stream, so I didn't want to interrupt him. They were at a card shop. But I was thinking when I ran into him, like, there are two celebrities that I wanted to run into in Boca this summer, Taylor Swift and AJ and Big Justice. And I think I ran into the one who I really wanted to run into most, because it was an absolute delight. Absolute delight.
So Taylor Swift can't leave the house. Big AJ walks around Boca and goes to card shops, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the greatest celebrity run-ins I've ever had. Gave me his phone number. Would love to come on the show. He was telling me about how he does sports radio in Dallas, that he's happy to come on anytime we want. I'm telling you, I was delighted. I was quelling. I'm still on a high from running into Big Boom AJ.
But you know my thing. I'm going to kiss his butt if he comes on the show, even though I talk bad about it.
I told him.
Okay.
I go, oh, yeah, my radio partner. I go, he you know, does this whole thing. Well, I don't understand. What does he do? I go, in the meantime, my radio partner is doing the same exact thing you're doing. But he goes, he's like, oh, I don't, but what does he do? What does he do? I'm like, well, what do you do? I go, but trust me, he'll be your biggest fan when you come on the show.
What up, AJ? You good, baby?
God have him with the Savannah Bananas. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about on the program today. You know, I don't know if you mentioned the headlines or not, Solana. There's college football this weekend. It's week zero. So we are in it. Like, we are full steam ahead when it comes to football. I don't know if anybody watched. I watched the Bears-Bills game last night. Anybody watch the Bears-Bills game?
No.
Bears are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Jimmy, you saw it?
Yeah.
Bears are going to the Super Bowl. Make your bets now, because the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. Caleb looked great. The entire offense under Ben Johnson looked great.
Yeah.
I am full throttle in on the Chicago Bears, man. That was just unbelievable.
I had to check it out then. I hope Caleb can bounce back, because everybody's questioning him now.
The Dolphins, I'm sure you talked about the game on Saturday. I'll give you a training camp report that's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post, stock up, stock down. After the Dolphins-Lions game on Saturday, stock up, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. He says Wilson and Ewers seem much more comfortable in their second week of action. Wilson made some plays on the run. Wilson held the ball a little too long at times, but made pretty good decisions. Ewers showed what he had to show in recent training camp practices, which is progress, and he gained confidence. We got our jitters out, Ewers said of the Dolphins offense in a CBS interview. People were excited about Quinn Ewers after that game. There was a little percolating Quinn Ewers for backup excitement going on after that game. I don't see any scenario where that happens, but that is starting to percolate.
And the numbers look, what was it, like 11 for 18? He looked good, two touchdowns. The timing of it, like, him getting the ball out of his, it's just a fast paced offense, and you could tell that something went off in his brain about, I'm not supposed to be back here in no 9 seconds. Let me read this defense and get the ball to somebody quick. And I don't say he's looking more like Tua, but he's delivering the ball where Tua would do it. He catches onto the offense. Zach Wilson runs around in circles. That's going to be tough for us.
The interesting thing to me is, are the Dolphins going to go down this same road that they went down with Skylar Thompson?
Yes.
Which is, oh, we drafted a late-round quarterback. We can't put him on the practice squad because someone's going to take him. So now we got to eat up one of the 53 roster spots with him.
Yes.
And we'll keep him along even though he's not going to play anytime soon. But we can't risk someone grabbing him. And then are we going to see the same thing that we saw with Skylar Thompson?
I want three quarterbacks. I'm saying it. I'm coming out. I'm saying it. I saw enough from Quinn Ewers. I want him on the 53.
Well, I think he will be, because I don't think that they can risk losing him. But it's funny to me. This is a replay of Skylar Thompson.
Yep. Exact thing. Same thing.
Down to the round they were drafted, I think.
Yes.
If you could put him somewhere, you just put him up. But he's going to be, when they play the Colts, Quinn Ewers will have a jersey on standing there with a little earpiece in.
Yeah. Other stock up from Joe Shad, Tanner Connor, the tight end. He says, we see Tanner Connor on the Dolphins 53-man roster because they've spent years developing the former receiver. Connor can be the type of seam weapon Mike Gesicki once was for the Dolphins. He can be a suitable backup for Darren Waller. He's added some size and strength, but he adds nice explosive dimension as well. We would also like to mention Ollie Gordon, Theo Weiss, and D. Eskridge. Gordon had significantly closed the gap with Jalen Wright for Dolphins running back number two, which I think, and I don't know if he's on stock down. I have another report to get to later in the show, but Jalen Wright's numbers are terrible. Mm-mm. The first couple preseason games.
Like, might have lost his job.
I lean Ollie Gordon in that debate in a heartbeat. I don't even give it a second thought. Ollie Gordon's shown me enough. Give him RB2.
And he adds the meat to it. The short yard is the thunder and lightning, whatever you want to call it. Jalen is a lesser Achan. So we have a little back that runs real fast. Let's put another little back that runs real fast.
Ollie Gordon's a lesser Derrick Henry, maybe a greater Derrick Henry.
You always go too far. But no, I Ollie gets downhill. When there's nothing, he leans for 3 yards. So that's what we need.
Dolphins stock down from Joe Shad was Keon Smith. He says Keon has not seemed to be back from a serious 2024 injury. He was jerked around a bit from tackle to guard this summer and has not shined when called upon at tackle in recent weeks. Dolphins may have a real problem at backup offensive tackle. And the other stock down was Cam Smith. He says the Dolphins barely played Cam Smith, even though this could have potentially been a very significant opportunity for the third-year player. It can easily be argued that Smith has been the worst of 10 second-round picks Miami has made between 2015 and 2024. Let's hope the biggest reason Smith didn't see more reps was that he had yet another lower body injury not long ago. Like, you're hoping for an injury instead of just it being performance-based, but neither one of those is the greatest situation to be in with Cam Smith. But it was very obvious that he wasn't out there, and this probably seemed like the scenario where you'd have seen a lot of them, so it was a little quizzical on Saturday.
This is I don't know if this is an old man phrase, but we bought a lemon.
May have.
You know what that is, Solana?
Yeah, a dud, but okay, he's an expensive lemon. And I think I think that's why he's not going to make the roster. Like, from what I'm reading, the reason he's not going to make the roster is because by cutting him, they save more money than by keeping some of the other cornerbacks who you don't know about either, but you want to save money there, right? So, I mean
you've seen him for two seasons. He hasn't been good enough to get on the field.
Chris Perkins scoffs. Like, when we brought on Chris Perkins, he scoffed at the idea that Cam Smith was going to get playing time. Omar Kelly said he's not an NFL pro the other day. Like, unless all these reporters are just way off on him, which they can't be because he would be playing. He'd be getting an opportunity. So, I don't get it.
Chris Perkins laughed just at the thought of us speaking about Cam
Smith. Like, Cam Smith. Oh,
What problem is he going to solve? Storm Duck. Storm Duck takes his job. He's still there. They bring in Jack Jones, who got destroyed by the Lions multiple times. They're just moving people up. This Ethan Bonner is playing better than Cam Smith.
He got hurt. Poor Ethan Bonner. Well, I'm such a big Ethan Bonner guy. Poor guy got hurt.
Yeah,
literally, in the game.
He's better than Cam Smith right now. Today, hurt, he's better than Cam Smith. Well, put him out there with a boot on.
Doesn't bode well for Cam Smith.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. So we had like Jamarcus Russell, first round bust. Cam Smith is a second round bust. It happens.
All right. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up. Again, we have a lot to get to today. Want to talk a little Canes Notre Dame as well and more Dolphins news. And so, do they have any joint practices this week with the Jags, or is it just a game?
I don't believe they do. I don't think they're doing joint practices.
I heard they were.
I was going to say that would lead me to believe that they are.
Fair.
I'm almost 100% convinced now that they have joint practices with the Jags. Based on that answer.
We're going to fly to Detroit early to joint practice, but the Jags won't drive down 95 to joint practice.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the third preseason game. They did joint practices with the Bears. They did joint practices with the Lions. But I'm not saying that I just guessed. I haven't read anything about them doing joint practices with
what are you saying? Barks.
I don't know. I think they are doing joint practices now. I think you've convinced me.
Yeah, I didn't have an opinion either way until he came on and said, I don't think they are. I was like, 100% they are having joint practice.
But have you read anything? Have you read anything that hinted
at? No, that's why I asked the question. No, it's literally why I asked the question, are they having joint practices?
But you and I have read every article from every reporter that is talking about the Dolphins this week, and I haven't read anything that hinted at joint practices, which is why I guesstimated.
Ooh.
That they would not be having.
I guess.
I took a different track. I just asked a question because I also didn't know. And instead of just harboring a guess that might be incorrect, I just asked if anyone knew.
Yeah, that you should get a T-shirt that says, I guess.
All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up. You don't want to go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.